His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. Welcome to the front line. This is David Francoeur. I'm one of your hosts. And not to be outdone, we have three hosts because we're a Trinitarian group. We have our most venerable, Ed Skiba.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, well, it's better than
does
old.
Does that mean I'm older now?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Nine years older in the dirt.
Good morning, David.
Good morning,
Another
brother.
Beautiful South Florida morning in the beautiful city of Palm City.
Yes, it is.
Right next to the gorgeous city of Stewart.
In the wonderful county of Martin.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we could not be in a better county on this coast.
I do believe that.
This is not just because of our guests, but it's absolutely true. Yeah, I absolutely love it.
In fact, when we moved here, we had a little stint, you know, in Georgia. We're about 2.5 years before we moved back to the greatest state in the union here, Florida.
Amen.
We tried to find place in St. Lucie County, but immediately the spirit was moving us into Stewart,
and
I'm so glad. And then Ann Limhoko, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to see
morning.
You again.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us be glad in it. Right? Yes.
Amen.
And specifically, we're extending your birthday celebration.
Yeah.
Into the immediate
keeps
future.
Telling all the listeners it's milestone birthday that I had last week. So it keeps going. I praise God for.
Well,
I'm not going to reveal my age.
No, don't reveal your age. No, you're younger than we are.
Yes.
So
no,
well, that's enough.
That's right. Everybody's younger.
I think everybody
than we
in the room
are,
is.
And today, we have the privilege of welcoming to the front line at WCNO Vicki Davis, who is the Martin County Supervisor of Elections, and her Assistant Chief Deputy, Carrie C. Anderson. And if I may, from now on, I just refer to your first names, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
And I'm Dave, so I'm delighted to have you with us. And thank you for coming. And you know, the focus of, from time to time when we are able to have public servants here, who are believers, it's such a blessing for our listeners to hear from believers who are in politics, who are serving the Lord, and serving the people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, Vicki, if I may start with you, would you be willing to share a little bit about your God story?
Sure. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to be here for both Kiri and myself. I've been in this position for 20 years. Kiri's been there for 19. It'll be 19 Halloween.
What was she, 8 when you hired her?
Actually, I love to say that I hired Kiri from behind the cosmetic counter at Dillard's.
Yes.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She had, did the Lord just say,
she's
this
the
is
only
a woman
person
we need to bring on?
Met.
Or
It was a family thing because I've known the Anderson family and served on school board with Kiri's Uncle David, who is now passed away, for a number of years. And so I've known her mom and dad, the family, and had a conversation with dad. And he said, and it was right after I was elected, he said, now don't forget, I have a daughter who graduated with a communications degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept that tucked in the back of my head.
Yeah. But, amen.
Yes, and good, wonderful Christian family.
Yeah.
The Anderson family. My God story is I'm a generational Floridian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 6 generations. My grandparents, if you've ever read the book A Land Remembered by Patrick Smith, that's the way my grandparents lived. It's the way we were raised up. They were pioneer settlers of the Kissimmee River and between Okeechobee and the Brighton Indian Reservation. And they attended the Church of God and were very strong believers and believers in, you know, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Pentecostal background.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And Grandma and Granddaddy had 13 children. My mother was number 9 of the 13. And Mama was born around the lake at Up to Grove Beach, which is in between, in between Martin County and Okeechobee County lines.
Yeah.
And so we grew up as kids going down to the river where Grandma and Granddaddy lived. And 13 children, I had 35 cousins, just immediate. But
it's beautiful.
But raised in the church. Grandma and Granddaddy, their house was just an old Florida cracker house. And she didn't care who was in the house, how many were in the house. Every night she would hit the floor on her knees, and you could hear her praying all throughout that old Florida cracker house. So, you just grow up with that seed being planted, and that's so important. So I made my decision when I was 19 to really dedicate myself to the Lord and followed the Lord in baptism. We just had a grandson not yesterday, but the Sunday before, who was baptized.
Great.
And Colson's 11 now.
Wow.
And he had made the decision, but he made the decision then to take that next step and be baptized. So
praise the Lord.
Yeah. So growing up in a Christian environment, very blessed to be able to have that background. And, you know, your grandparents, just that sticks with you.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It's a great memories. Generational gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is the faith of in Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, if I can switch to you for a moment.
Sure.
You'll share your God story with us.
I would love to. It's great to be here with you all this morning. I was born and raised right here in Martin County. My parents were both products of ministers. My grandfather on my mother's side, he raised a pastor. He was an overseer. Our denomination is Pentecostal, and we are with the Church of God, and that was how I was born and raised. My mother's father was also the organizer of our family church here in Port Salerno, the Port Salerno Church of God. He helped organize that, and she's one of 17 children. And she's one of 17 children. Yes, they had their own congregation if needed.
Yes.
They did. And my father is one of 13 children, and his father was the pastor at our church, Port Salerno Church of God, for a number of years, and we grew up in the faith. That's all I've known all my life. And my mother is a licensed minister in the Church of God and serves on the Church of God International Board as the chair of world missions for the Church of God at the international level.
Wow.
And I made my decision when I was 14. I grew up, that's all I've ever known is the church for God. My faith is the most important thing to me.
Amen.
And it's my foundation. It's what I'm built upon, and it's what I look to every day. If you come in my office, you'll see scriptures all over my desk and on the walls posted. Just reminders of who I am because of who he is in me. And that's what I've always taken, and I just consider it a privilege every day to have not just an employer, but a Christian employer.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, it makes a difference when you have someone who is of the faith, who believes God as well.
Yes.
And it's just a great privilege to serve here in Martin County with Mrs. Davis and our voters here in Martin County.
Thank you. And that's a great, the both powerful stories. And I would say we're all resonant with, the work of the Spirit at Pentecost. Mm-hmm. I think I will just say as a backup that I've been in the Episcopal Church for the long, I'm not in there anymore, but I was ordained in that church, but I knew the Lord. I met the Lord before ordination, long before, so I got saved before, which is good because, I won't go any further. Anyway, Edward knows what I'm talking about, but in the purest sense of the word, the Christian experience has to be rooted in the day of Pentecost. First day in the work of the Holy Spirit,
Amen. Yes,
Amen.
Has been there since God said, "Let there be," and will be there until finally the end of time. Anyway, but I just say you're preaching to the choir, I guess I should say.
Yeah,
I was, we had about 4 minutes before the next break, but what I want to say up front, first of all, two things. One is, listeners, if you would like to call in and ask a question or make a comment to any one of our guests, the number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And we do have someone, praise God, my lovely wife, who is volunteering today, will pass your call into the studio and invite you to do that at any point in the broadcast. And the other thing that I want to say, again, to some of our listeners, we have people across the spiritual spectrum, including unbelievers, you know, listening. And so up front, I want to witness, this is a witness to the integrity that you bring, both of you bring to the office and the elected office that you have enjoyed, we've enjoyed for over 20 years, and your work, that because today especially, there's so many detractors. When you mention you're Christian, and if they're not believers, they often go to the opposite and begin to say, well, because you're a Christian, there's this, that, and the other bad thing about you. And of course, none of it's true, but and I want to say, well, but personal, I've lived in Martin County for, oh, never mind, there's a call. Ed?
Is that a call?
Yep, hit the green button.
Nope.
Well, it hung up. Okay, well, they might call back.
They may call back.
But some people might question the integrity of an avowed Christian in an elected office. And although we don't, but I'm going to ask you, Vicki, to address that.
Well, you know, I'm from...
There it is.
Oh. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
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 You're on the air. Go right ahead.
I control it from here, Ed.
Okay.
Caller, I'm after your call is not very clear.
Yeah, I can't hear her.
Can you increase? Yes, much better. Much better. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling.
Well, your volume went down again.
His grandmother was raised before, just like the land, remember? Just like your guest was speaking about.
Uh-huh.
And grew up in the same exact area. Like, I think the Church of God kind of caused the same thing. And it's hard for me to get through to him. And I just need some prayer, and I need some guidance. I don't know. But he grew up with grandparents that made him go to Sunday school every Sunday. And I don't know, he just, it's hard for him. And I really need some advice.
Okay. Well, do you have anything you can offer, Vicki?
And this is your husband you're referring to?
13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just keep praying for him, keep lifting him up, and I don't know if, you know, if he would even have an opportunity to listen to this station, listen to the different discussions that take place, but
actually he is right now, I believe.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, yeah, I'm a generational Floridian, and
so am I, so is he.
Yes. Yes. And like I said,
we're all crackers.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And yeah, grandma and granddaddy, and in fact I was at a reception not too long ago. Few weeks ago, and I was interacting with this one young man who serves on a regional board here in South Florida, and I knew his first name, asked him what his last name was, and he told me what it was, and I said, well, my family name is Underhill. I don't know if you and your husband.
I did Underhill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Small world.
That was Grandma Granddaddy. So if you knew Mary and Freeman Underhill, those were my grandparents.
Well, his grandparents were Davis is their last name.
Davis's, okay, yep.
Yeah.
And the young man that I was speaking with is a Butler Deary, because he said to me, well, I live right on the corner of Underhill Road there off of 9 Mile Grade. So
right there with City River Estates. That's where I met him. Right there by 9 Mile Grade.
Yep. Yep. Well, I have a little story about 9 Mile Grade. With the family being generational Floridians, one of my mother's sisters was just older, who was just older than her, had a citrus shop in Lake Worth for years on the square in Lake Worth. And Governor Burns was only governor for 2 years, but when he was first elected into office, he approached my Aunt Candy and asked her if she would consider piloting a citrus shop out on the Fort Pierce Plaza of the Turnpike to see if it would be successful. And she agreed. She had to shut down her other location in Lake Worth. But she had first told the governor, she said, I tell you what, she said, I will do this if you'll do one thing for me. If you'll pave 9 Mile Grade for Mama and Daddy. Because every time that we, and you know this, if you've lived out there for years, you would get stuck when it rained, or you would get stuck when it was really dry. And I can remember getting out and pushing that car, helping push it many times to get it out of a hole. Yep, but that's the reason that that 9 Mile Grade is now not a grade, but it's a paved road now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
Yeah, because he told me his grandparents, remember when they moved there, that the sawgrass was taller than my house. They had to drive through it in Okeechobee area.
Mm-hmm.
It was so tall. So they settled there.
Yeah, Grandma and Granddaddy, they're right off of the grade. It's still further back, you know, in the woods. They had a fish camp there right on the river.
And it's the trail is? It's
right. Yeah. Yes.
They had fish camp.
Yeah,
actually, hunting camp.
Yep. Yep.
Caller, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I hope we've been able to. We hope we've been able to help you. We need to move on in the program.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling.
Thank you for the call.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll keep lifting you both up in prayer.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
All right. God bless.
Bye. Bye. Wonderful. Wow, that's cool. You know,
it's a small world.
Well, it's a small world.
It gives us a better idea of who our listeners are.
Yes,
too.
Very yeah. much yes. so. And
well, you're extending out to Okeechobee County. Highland. Actually, that's Highlands County.
Highland County.
When you cross the river, you're in Highlands County.
Yep. That's right. Okay. We're not far. Well, we broadcast into 12 counties in Florida.
Yeah.
There you go.
Some around the lake, so portions of those counties. I want to shift to, we're cutting off the first break, so we're going to move until around 11:29, but so as believers, and I'd started out with the question, you know, some people are saying, oh, shoot, they're Christians, so they're going to, you know, they're going to tip things in their direction, but that isn't what happens.
Oh, no.
That's never what's happening. I've lived in Martin County since 1998, and very focused on being a voter and being involved in what's going on. And there's never been anything like that. So we don't even need to address that. But I do want to say, what's it like as believers, but working in government, being, you know, really responsible and responsive to the electorate?
Yeah. Thanks for that question, because I view our job as, because we are public servants, but it's it's our ministry. It's mm-hmm. what we do. We are here to serve the voters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what we do is foundational. It's yeah. foundational for the way we live our lives here in the United States of America.
Amen.
And it is all about integrity. You mm-hmm. were addressing integrity prior yes. to the call.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do in elections, because it's an administrative position, we don't set mm-hmm. policy.
Mm-hmm.
There are lawmakers that set those policies, put them in place, and then we're required by law to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
So every single day, we are working according to Florida law and federal law,
mm-hmm.
predominantly Florida law. But I don't even think about the fact that, you know, we might be, I don't think we've ever had any kind of negative feedback because of being a believer or you mm-hmm. know, because we're there to conduct an election.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to do it with integrity, transparency, fairness, mm-hmm. equity.
Yeah.
So we don't think about the parties. We all right. mm-hmm. we have our own party that sure. we belong to.
Yeah.
We all have our individual vote, and this is what I tell poll workers. Right. You mm-hmm. have your own individual vote, but you're not there to sway anybody yes. one way or the other.
Right.
You walk into that voting booth and have your opportunity mm-hmm. to cast a vote, yeah. just like I do.
Yeah.
And then we leave that aside, mm-hmm. and we're there to allow every other voter yeah. within this county to mm-hmm. come in and let their voice be heard through their vote.
Yeah. Amen.
I think probably one of the biggest issues at this point in time that you might be referring to is some of the bills that are before the state Senate right now, the state Congress, concerning abortion and things like that.
Oh,
Amendment 4.
We as Christians have a very firm position on that,
right.
but there are many people, many constituents in this state that don't share that position. So
sure.
they'd be concerned about a theocracy being formed.
Mm-hmm.
Good example, Iran. You know, we don't need mm-hmm. that in the U.S.
No.
I'm in the same position in a secular group where I preside over a secular group, and I've got to be very careful
mm-hmm.
that my principles and my morals mm-hmm. of my Christian belief are applied, but not to the point of influencing their beliefs.
Right.
Because that's their,
exactly.
between them and God.
You don't compromise your beliefs
right,
right.
with what you do.
Exactly.
Same thing with us.
Right.
We don't
right.
compromise. But at yep. the same time, we have to respect the other person. Yep.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just trying to flesh right out to what vote. I think a lot of our listeners might be thinking.
No,
you know?
That's good.
I think that's yeah. yes, and there's a lot going on in our nation, and there's a lot of dialogue
mm-hmm.
from different sources,
yeah.
but it
yeah.
can be very confusing.
Yes.
But people that maybe a little delicate, if mm-hmm. you will, spiritually, mm-hmm. and then it makes them being confused.
Sure.
And they ask questions, and everybody should ask questions, but what you do is we follow the rule of law.
Right.
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 Absolutely.
And I've seen that consistently in the,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how many, I can't do math too well, 1998 to 2024 is
yep.
a lot of years.
Romans 13 is clear about that. All
yes,
authority
really.
Comes from God.
Amen. and I just want to affirm that and thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Yeah.
And I thank
yeah.
others.
Mm-hmm.
All the others in your department who are doing what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and you set the pace. You're yeah. you're, well, you're the one in charge. You're the
buck stops
the
here.
Buck stops
Amen.
There,
Amen.
And you
Amen.
Set the example.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no doubt that you know we can have peace here in Martin County.
Yes.
About that issue, and just go into. But that leads me to the next question, which is
of course it does.
Well, it always is. It should,
yeah.
but
yeah.
There's a lot of people that say my vote doesn't count,
mm.
and they have different reasons for saying that.
Sure.
But what's your response to that? And I also, after you shared, Vicki, I'd like Carrie to jump in on that as well.
Sure. 537 votes. That was the election of 2000. That's how many votes separated the winner for presidency,
mm-hmm.
for the President of the United States.
Wow.
Bush versus Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, every vote counts. You know, a voter may think, well, you know, I know so-and-so is going to win, so yep. I don't need to go out and vote because my vote's not really going to count anyway.
There's an electoral college that takes care of that.
Right.
Yeah.
They misunderstand what that's about.
Exactly. Yeah. But I can tell you, every single vote counts, and I really saw that, too, in 2018. I think it was 2018, governor's year. Yes. We had, for the first time in Florida history, not just one, but we had three statewide recounts. Mm-hmm. And that was in the governor's race, a U.S. Senate race, and the Commissioner of Agriculture race.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So all three high-profile races. And they were close enough to trigger because Florida law says that if there's only a separation of one half of 1%, it automatically triggers
the recount.
A machine recount.
Yep.
It then goes on to say if it is separated by 0.25%, it's a manual count plus a hand recount. And we had that in all three races. So can see, you know, just from that one year,
mm-hmm.
how close and how tight elections can be. So
Please, voters. Every vote. Every vote counts.
And for primary elections, it's really, really important. Mm-hmm. And then I'll let Kiri jump in because we have a closed primary system in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We have county commission races that are going to be decided on this upcoming election on August 20th. Mm-hmm. And the same thing for school board. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, many, many times, those individuals serving in those positions affect us on a daily basis, even more than federal level offices.
Amen.
Kiri?
Well, yes. Well, every vote does count, and that's why Mrs. Davis is so good about having us out in the community doing voter outreach and education, mm-hmm. especially for those mm-hmm. who doubt or question. We're always trying to get out there and answer their questions, and we always encourage voters, come into our office.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and take a tour. See what we do. For those who've maybe never used our voting equipment, we want them to see the type of machines. We're out on our school campuses because if you plant that seed early, letting kids know how important and exciting voting is to have a voice
mm-hmm.
and what's happening in your state, your country. And so that's why we really focus on voter education, mm-hmm. getting out there and making sure we're at our nursing homes. As you know, those individuals can't get out. But we go out to those nursing homes because those individuals have a voice as well. So we're getting them registered to vote, and we come back out with supervised voting for those individuals.
Yep.
We're on our high school campuses because kids can pre-register to vote at the age of 16 and 17 years old.
Cool.
So they can't cast their vote yet, but they're making that decision that, you know what, I do want to have a voice and what's going on.
Amen.
So yes, every vote does count.
And as Christians, you know, we're all devout Christians in this room. I feel obligated to engage in civic life.
Oh, absolutely.
Like even when I was a sophomore in college and I was voting and I was studying in Spain, I did the absentee because I'm like, I have to have a voice in this election.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that leads me to a question. How did you guys get involved in government / politics?
We got about 2 seconds before the break.
We'll do it after the break.
So I'm sorry, you didn't see the sign. Sorry, I wasn't hiding it from you. But no, hold on to that question and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Thank you. Cool. Well, welcome back. Right, welcome back. We are at the bottom of the hour, which when you're at the bottom of anything, it sounds bad, but it's really not bad. We have another 30 seconds. So really not scraping bottom. We actually have the best guests we could have today.
Oh, thank you.
Vicki Davis, the Martin County Supervisor of Elections, and her Assistant Chief Deputy, Carrie C. Anderson. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, we were just talking during the break about we want to offer PSA time to your office, Vicki, to run important, because on the back of your business card, mm-hmm, is the mission statement, mm-hmm, for the Supervisor of Elections office. I'd like to read that.
Sure.
Because you're doing part of this today.
Yeah.
As a gatekeeper of the democratic process, the Supervisor of Elections will uphold the election laws of the state of Florida and the Constitution of the United States. The mission of the Supervisor of Elections is to enhance public confidence, encourage citizen participation, and increase voter awareness and education for citizens of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love that. It's clear, concise.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It's a very substantial, very robust mission statement.
It is.
Amen.
And you've, from my perspective as a Martin County resident and voter, you've been carrying that through great integrity and great prolificity.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Well, we work hard at what we do. We have a small office. Mm-hmm. I make number 11. Of our staff, so we really ramp it up. Kiri takes care of recruiting, training our poll workers, because as you know, it's like I tell our poll workers every training session, I can't, mm-hmm, conduct and fulfill my obligation under, mm-hmm, Florida statute and the Florida Constitution, mm-hmm, which is basically twofold, and that is to register voters, maintain our voter registration database, and then secondly, to conduct elections. We need every poll worker, amen, that we can get, amen, any individual who's interested in being a part of the process. Their civic duty, as Ann, mm-hmm, was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And Ann had asked the question prior to break, how we got involved in government. And raised in a Christian home, Christian environment, our daughters attended Hope Sound Bible College.
Yeah.
From kindergarten through the eighth grade, and then they matriculated into,
beautiful,
high school. So when they went into public high school, I got very involved in their education. I was, of course, prior to that,
mm-hmm,
but I decided to pray about it, talk to the family about it, to run for school board.
I see.
And served on school board for 8 years, and that's when I served with Kiri's uncle, David Anderson, who was the longest serving,
yeah,
public official in Martin
County.
Yes,
he is. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How long?
34, 35 years.
Wonderful.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, and in addition to that, Dr. David was also an administrator, vice president of student services, I believe he was. For Indian River State College.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in that position, I had to interact with the elections office,
mm-hmm,
because I had to run for the position myself. I was a candidate. And I thought, when my predecessor makes the decision to retire, I would really like to run for that office. It just was inside me. I can't explain it any other way. It just fit.
Mm-hmm. They call it the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, right.
That's what I heard.
Okay,
and, yeah.
That's the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And I had already talked to my husband, the girls, about it years before Peggy Robbins made the decision to retire. And I heard on a Friday that she was not going to run. And this was in 2004. I went home, talked to Joe and the girls, and they were all on board. And on Monday, I filed my paperwork and never looked back.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Wow, that's wonderful.
See, that's a good example to our Christians. God is interested in the affairs of man.
Yes.
And he
absolutely
puts the right people in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And our obligation is to obey.
Mm-hmm. And we have
and
to
you've
see.
Done that.
Mm-hmm. And it was just the right fit. And
yeah.
I have no doubt I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and I want to talk to our listeners, too, that we need to pray where the Lord wants us to work.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. I would love to hear your story as well, mm-hmm. how you got involved in government, because I was a journalism major and I was a reporter. Mm-hmm. And then I felt the Lord changing my career, and I prayed, and that's when I ended up working for a U.S. member of Congress for 20 years. Awesome. But the Lord opened that door.
Yes, sure.
He put in you the Holy Spirit to mm-hmm. run.
Right.
And then what is your story, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure. Well, my degree is in communications.
Yeah,
We're like-minded. Yes, we are.
Yes.
And as Ms. Davis was sharing earlier, she's known my family for years, and I was out of college, and I needed something to do, and just uncertain of, where am I going to go? What's that next step of life, that next step into adulthood and to have a job and a career? And Mrs. Davis interviewed me, and I've been with her for 19 years, but it's just, for me, a servant
yes.
position. Mm-hmm. And I get to serve the people. And, and that's me. I feel like I have a servant's heart,
mm-hmm.
And I love to help individuals. Mm-hmm. And this is the way that I can do that, is by helping them and making sure they have information, they're educated, they know the important election dates, because there are individuals who don't know, you know, when is the next election? You know, what are we voting for this year? What's on the ballot? So I get to play that part of being a servant individual in that role and helping and educate and get the information out to our public. And I've loved every minute of it. And there's no doubt in my mind that I am where God wants me to be at this mm-hmm. part
and
of my life.
And he puts you two together. It's so obvious.
Yeah. Clearly.
Right. Well, I've been at several affairs where you have come and spoken about elections. And the way you deliver, the way you carry yourself and the way you deliver make people so receptive to what you've got to say. I don't know if you realize that.
Thank you.
And it's obvious that you are ordained to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You're anointed to do this job.
Thank
and you. Couldn't, you were obedient to God when you brought her on.
Yes. Amen.
Absolutely.
But the two
that's
of you
how it
are
works.
Just a fantastic team
for
this county. You're part of what makes this county as good as it is.
Oh, amen.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you, Kiri does a great job. She does have that calling. She does have that anointing for the position. She's my ray of sunshine. There was a little block of time there where she wasn't feeling the best, and because every morning Kiri would come in and she's all upbeat and happy, and you remember and. Few years back, she was just having a rough time physically, and it would set my day off. Always sets my day off well when Kiri comes in, and she's always upbeat and smiling and ready to tackle the day. And she does have a heart for every single voter that's out there.
That's beautiful.
Going into the nursing homes and helping them to be able to receive their ballot and cast their ballot under her supervision without, you know, any interference from any external individuals, which is really important.
That is important.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads me, and this is more of a broader scope question, but just to inform the people, what are the many ways we can vote here in Martin County?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, throughout the state of Florida, it's Florida law that there are three different avenues, if you will, that a voter can choose one in order to cast their vote. The first starts 45 days before Election Day. We're mailing out ballots to our military and overseas voters, and then beginning 40 days before an election, we're mailing to our domestic United States, Florida, Martin County voters. We mail them all over the United States.
Mm.
So an individual can request to vote by mail. They don't have to have an excuse or a reason like they did many years ago. Mm. But we do have to verify information. We have to verify to make sure that person is the person that we have their record up. They either have to give us the last four digits of their social security number or their driver's license number, whatever is of record for that voter, their date of birth. And then when their ballot comes in, we do have to verify, we have to look at every single envelope and verify that that signature on that envelope matches the signature in our database. So that's one way. And then maybe 13 days before Election Day, we start early voting.
Okay.
For the primary, it's 8 days before Election Day, or for eight days. And then the last opportunity is on Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to vote at your assigned precinct on Election Day,
right?
According to Florida law. So Kiri does have the best voice for sharing very concisely, succinctly, those three different methods.
And what are the upcoming dates that our listeners should know about regarding election?
Well, the one that's very important that's fastly approaching is our book closing date. And for people who don't know what book closing is, it's the last day an individual can register to vote or change their political party affiliation. Okay. And that's July 22nd for the August 20th election. So write that on your calendars. July 22nd is the last day to register to vote as a first-time voter or change your political party affiliation if you wish to for the August 20th primary election. So we always want to remind people and just check your voter status. That's a big part of everything. Has your name changed? Has your address changed? Would you like to change your party? Or do you need to update your signature? And people don't understand signature is so important because if you are someone who votes by mail, that's how we verify who you are. So if your signature has drastically changed, you've lived in Martin County all your life, you registered to vote, never have moved, but now your signature has changed, it's important to just check your status so that you are election ready for August 20th, because Martin County is counting on you to have your voice heard. Yes. So get out there and vote by mail early or on Election Day.
Amen.
You know, Kiri, you have a great radio voice.
I know.
She does. Yeah.
I was going to say, I can do a little lead in. She can do the PSA part.
I'm tempted to pray for God to bring more income to the station so we can hire you away.
I love you.
That was.
But I have to say, I love Mrs. Davis. I love what we do.
I know.
He's trying to pod you. That's hilarious.
If you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in
your
life.
That's right.
Exactly right.
She loves exactly.
Right. Absolutely correct.
And you obviously do. Yeah.
I do. Yes. I love what I do.
So, Kiri, what are the other dates? Did you want to talk about other dates that are about the primary?
Sure. So, early voting, that's very important. That's going to start August the 10th through August 17th.
Okay.
There are going to be two early voting locations for the primary election. So just so you are aware, in early voting, the beauty is you don't have to go to a assigned location. You can go to any of the early voting sites. So there are three locations. Two. There'll be the Indiantown Library, Elizabeth Lottie Library in Indiantown, and the Elections Office. The hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So early voting is in August.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then we have vote by mail and election. Go ahead, Ms.
Yeah. And I was going to say that for the general election in November, we will have six early voting locations.
There you go.
Here we go. We have a call.
No, we don't.
Maybe they'll call back.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay. They will.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
We'll have six early voting locations for the November general election. But the Village of Indiantown has an election on the ballot.
Right.
So,
there it is. Try it again. Hello. You're on the air, caller.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mrs. Davis, and good morning, Kiri.
That's Cecilia.
I was not going to call in, but I was on my way going somewhere, and I heard the broadcast. I pulled up to the side of the road trying to listen to it because I'm almost at my destination. But I want to call in because I am one of the poll workers that I've been doing for years.
Mm.
I've known Mrs. Davis through the school board when she was on the school board.
Yes, ma'am.
Kiri, a lot of years. So my name is Cecilia Smith, and I just want to give kudos out to them because we have the best training coming up to our voting. And as I heard Ms. Davis said, we are told that towards no matter what our political party is, candidacy is, that we are to not at all tell or to say anything. So I'm just clarifying and saying everything they have said is true because I have worked and been doing the poll volunteering since I retired from being a bus driver, and we have not had any problems in Martin County. So I just want to get up there and I'm sorry not to call in, but something kept on to be stated to it, and I know it's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're just affirming. You're affirming, Cecilia, and thank you so much for the call-in.
Thank you.
for what you do. For what you do. You have a servant's heart yourself, yes. Cecilia. We love you.
We do.
All right. And praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Well, let's just take a break while we're there, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Christ is my firm foundation.
Through your vote no on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
Welcome back. We are back. I was so enjoying this break conversation. Oh, my. Well, welcome back to the last quarter of the program of The Front Line.
It's gone again, quickly.
It has gone. An hour goes by like this when we're on the air. And for those who are just tuning in, we have Martin County Supervisor of Elections, Vicki Davis, with us, and her chief deputy, assistant chief deputy, Carrie C. Anderson, and well, it's so wonderful to have you, and we're going to have you back. So, where were we? I got so turned around.
Well, we had that beautiful caller that called.
Thank you, caller. A poll worker for many years, mm-hmm, yes, and a great witness to you, and I think it's just speaking to how the Lord has blessed you both in your ministries, mm-hmm, that you can bring. It's God's integrity, and we have to make, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we have to make a distinction. I think the word integrity, if you're thinking of the worldly integrity, that's one thing, but godly integrity, because it comes from the perfect God, doesn't make us perfect, but when we're working in that, we do things right and we do things righteously, mm-hmm, and everybody gets blessed.
That's true.
And having said that, Ann,
yeah,
I know God has something put in your heart that you want to ask.
Well, I'm just a big believer of being involved in the civic process, and I just wanted you to maybe go over your website, mm-hmm, and different things that our mm-hmm call or listeners should know about.
Oh, that's a
phone
great,
numbers or
great
anything?
Question. Absolutely. Our website is martinvotes.gov. And our phone number for the main office is 288-5637. So please, yes, voters, as Kiri was saying earlier, please feel comfortable and free to call in. No question is, you know, if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to call. Contact Kiri if you want to go on a tour and see the behind the scenes. I think another important thing is to follow our calendar that's on the website, it's on the homepage. Because, mm-hmm, we do have the public testing of the equipment that will be coming up in August. I don't know the date right off the top of my head, but it should be there on the August calendar. And just make note of our calendared events. And also, if you're interested in, last week was Canada Qualifying Week. It ended on Friday at noon. So if you want to see a listing of the candidates at the local level, countywide, that qualified with our office, you can go out and click on the candidate tab and go to qualified candidates. Our sample ballot will be out there. We lay the ballot out this week, proof it, send it off to the printer for printing. But I would say by within the next 10 days, we should have the sample ballot for the August election out on the website. Please take advantage of taking the opportunity to look that ballot over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just know for a primary, if you're registered with the Republican Party, there's the Republican ballot style. Democratic Party has their own ballot style. And then there is a nonpartisan ballot style, right, because we have many voters that are registering with no party affiliation.
Right. Yeah.
Martin County, we're predominantly Republican voters.
Mm-hmm.
But take advantage of the website. Thank you so much for that. And Kiri, you may want to add some other features.
Sure. I just want to share, too, not from our website, but just for those interested in helping. You want to be a part of the civics process. We are always looking for election workers. Mm-hmm. Election workers are the gatekeepers of the process. Amen. And you are stipend paid. Yeah. You receive anywhere between $185 to $220 for the day. It's a great way to be involved in your community, and you're there helping voters who come in to have their voice heard by casting a ballot. So if you're interested in being an election worker, visit our website, martinvotes.gov. Call us, 288-5637. We would love to get you some information and get you signed up to be an elections worker.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I've been a poll watcher several times for a party. And
yes.
Yeah. I want to say that the teams that I have seen you field in two different polls at polling places that I've been at have been very professional, very right up front. I mean, good neutral people, which you have to be in a position like that.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do.
Let me ask you one other question quickly.
Oh, call coming in.
Call.
Hit the green button. There you go. Whoops. All right.
No, it was already off.
It was already off.
Oh, yeah, it'll ring again.
It'll ring again.
One of the situations I see in the country is the insinuation or the of ballot integrity.
Yeah.
Mm. How do you guarantee there ballot integrity in this?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. John Nelson. How's everybody?
John, good to see you, or good to hear you, brother. Yeah, well, I can see you in my mind, bro.
Mind is a terrible thing.
Yes, I can. What do you have to say or ask?
You know, it's a really, really great program and a lot of good stuff. You know, I'm glad that we got some strong Christians working the polling positions. I have family in some of the states. And I guess what I'm kind of getting to is, what are we doing to protect our state from the fraud that's been accused of and ballots full of dead people? I mean, it's some tough questions that I think that we answer pretty well as a state, but what is Martin County doing to kind of protect and reassure the voters that, you know, we're not going to have vote change, we're not going to have voter fraud, we're not going to be counting people that have been dead for 6 days.
Right.
I think those are tough questions, but the guys that know me for the station, and I don't mean anything by it, it's just I'm an informational guy when it comes to drug overdose and human trafficking and stuff, so I think that it's great questions, and I think you probably have some really good answers, but some of the people listening, because if you turn on the news during the election and afterwards, everybody's accusing everybody of cheating.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing to really reassure people that, you know, we're not going to be susceptible to that. Our state's protected, our county's protected, and there's things that people can be reassured that we're not going to have Atlanta or wherever.
Right. No, thank you. Thank you for the call and for the question. And it's John, correct?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, John. First of all, I'd like to say that Florida is really the gold standard for elections throughout the United States. We've been years ahead of other states, and I would say, I know we had the debacle of 2000, and there was that national spotlight that has been on the state of Florida since 2000. However, our state association has taken great measures to influence changes in the law, and to professionalize our positions as election officials in the state of Florida. In the state of Florida, we have had a number of election law changes. We didn't have any this past legislative session because our association really asked the legislature, please don't make any changes, because the 3 years prior, three large omnibus bills passed, which helped tighten up the elections process, especially voting by mail, because there have been many questions regarding voting by mail. We've never in Martin County had ballot return boxes on the outside of the office. They've always been on the inside. Mm-hmm. They can still be outside, but they have to be manned. So the counties that do have them outside are, and it's only during early voting.
One thing that I think that most people that ask me, because I've got family in Atlanta, I got family in Michigan, and our lovely, how could so many votes come in after the fact, except the presidential election? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that everyone's forgiven us from what happened back in 2000.
Right.
But I think what's fresh in everybody's ears and eyes and conscience is, how can a couple, whatever it was, a couple hundred thousand votes appear out of nowhere to sway a presidential election?
Well, a lot of the states, they cannot start counting their vote-by-mail ballots until Election Day. In the state of Florida, we can begin that process once we have publicly tested the equipment. So our large counties really need that time, because they do have hundreds of thousands of vote-by-mail ballots coming in. And especially on, they have thousands even coming in over the counter on Election Day. But on Election Day, we have to, 30 minutes after the polls close on Election Day, we have to have our vote by mail that we have counted, tabulated, and our early votes up to Tallahassee, the Division of Elections, 30 minutes after the polls close. The precinct results have to be reported every 45 minutes after the polls close until all results are in. In Martin County,
are our standards better than most states?
Absolutely.
That's my question, because a lot of the states that came in and reported all these big ballots after the fact, it seemed like it came in hours after. And
Oh, yeah, and days after.
Are we kind of pushed for a national standard of how every state should act?
Well, that's what I would say too, but I'm biased in my opinion for the state of Florida.
Sure, yeah. John, we got 2 minutes before we got to go off the air, bro.
John, call me anytime. My direct number.
These are great questions, John.
But please call.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for calling.
Take care, John. God bless you.
Well, this is...
Those were great questions.
Those were the same questions.
Probably what a lot of listeners are actually thinking. So
before we go, we have like exactly a minute and 29 seconds, but no longer. Sorry, time flies. I would like to plant in your hearts we can't take any more calls, so...
We can come back.
I'd like you to think about
you're
coming back.
Yes.
We have some dates in October that haven't been taken up. Prior to the November election, when there's going to be a lot of questions and a lot of opportunity, focus on that. So we can talk after the program. But thank you. I'm just going to say thank you for coming.
Thank you to both of you.
Great blessing.
And thank you for serving the Lord in your capacity.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And we will. This is just an awesome opportunity. This is what we do as a radio station. As a Christian radio station, as we broadcast the truth, and you have participated in that wonderfully today. Thank you, Vicki.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kiri. And of course, my two co-hosts, Ed and Ann. And again, happy birthday, Ann.
Well, thank you. You've been wonderful.
Next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front lines.